Okay, alright. So, today's is my morning after the wedding, so we're a little frog in the voice.
Let's do a couple other things in there.
No, you like all Svasemuses, because we count, we're counting on the Svasemus, you know.
What did he see?
Okay, the first thing is, so we learned in Lech Lecha, right, that the greatness in Avram is that regardless of his accomplishments, he knows he's never done. And that was, remember, we talked about last week, that that the Torah, the written Torah, starts the story of Avram from Lech Lecha. It doesn't talk about, you know, his battles, you know, him being thrown into the fiery furnace, any of those things, because the greatness of Avram is not that he, you know, necessarily in just what he did, but the fact is that he never sees himself as being finished. So after he accomplished everything, Hashem says, you can do more. Go to Eretz Yisrael. You'll grow more there. Lech Lecha, everything. And the end of this week's Parsha, right, that's also Lech Lecha. That's the final Lech Lecha to, you know, to the Akedah. So he's always, he never stops. He never stops. So here, in the, our first pasuk in the Chumash, let's take a look. It says, Vayera, a love Hashem, and Hashem appeared to him be'elone mamre, in the right the whatever the place of mamre. Right, in the oil of Mamre, or the plain of Mamre. It's interesting. Yeah, I'm sorry, the plain of Mamre. Hu yoshev pesach ha'oil, and he's sitting at the entrance to the tent, kichom hayom. So the Svasemus says an interesting thing here. First of all, he brings the Medrash. The Medrash brings in a pasuk in Iyov. We talked about this once upon a time. The pasuk in Iyov says, v'achar ori, right, nikfuzos, umibisari echze eloka. So in Iyov, in the context over there, achre ori, see this here? It says, achre ori nikfuzos, after my flesh has been beaten, right?
Who's saying this?
This is what he called, this is Sefer Iyov, but it's a Medrash quoting a pasuk in Iyov. So there in Iyov, in the context there where Iyov is speaking, he says, achre ori nikfuzos, after my flesh has been beaten, right, like this, umibisoria echzeloka, and from my flesh I will see eloka. So in there in Iyov, it means I've seen midas adin, and I've seen how HaKadosh Baruch Hu has punished me. But in the Medrash, they're using this pasuk is referring to Bris Milah. After, what do you call it? After I had Bris Milah, says, Avram, I was able to see, what do you call it, Kadosh Baruch Hu from my flesh. Right? In other words, my body was sanctified. My body was sanctified.
Abraham was after you.
Well, that's the truth is, that's a big discussion, exactly when Iyov did live. I mean, in one time, one opinion says that he lived at the time of Avram. Others say he lived later, recalled something. He was Jewish, some say he wasn't Jewish. Right? It's, there are a lot of different opinions there in the Gemara Bava Basra.
Really?
Yeah, a lot. It's interesting that the fact is that in the commentaries on Iyov, most of them treat him as a non-Jew, Iyov. But in Chazal, I think there are probably more opinions that he was, I shouldn't say, because there are more opinions. Anyway, there are a lot of different opinions of theirs, whether he's Jewish or not Jewish. When he lived, he may have lived all the way to the time of what do you call it, Bais Rishon, or he was the time, you say, the Medrash, that he was around at the time of Paro, right? Or he's maybe the time of Avram. It's an enigma. It's an enigma. But in any event, but it's just interesting that this pasuk in Iyov, in the context of Iyov is talking about how he suffered and how his suffering, what he called, he sees the midas hadin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and And here in the our pasuk over here, the Medrash uses it as referring to Avram, that through the fact that I cut my flesh, in other words, that I did the milah, I inflicted upon my, what do you call it, I did the milah, now I can experience God upon my flesh, which is interesting. It's very interesting. Very interesting. So says that this Fasemis, he says, once again, as usual, Ki b'chol dover yesh nekuda chiyus ma'ashem yisbarach. In every, as he said before, you know, in every object, in every experience, there's always that point that Hashem wishes to reveal. V'rak shetzrichim lahasir haklipa hachitzonius. What we need to do is remove the outside shell, the husk on the outside that prevents us from connecting with it. Shenikra orla. And that outside shell is always called the orla. As we know that there's, what do you call it, there's an orla, of course, on the makom habris. There's an orla on the heart. There's an orla on the ears, etc. Right? So he says in everything in life there's an orla, the chafya, bris, that covers over the place of where you can connect to Hashem. Ubechosra uhusara orlam, when you take off the orlam, a melam is gala nekuda anal. And when you take off the orla in the end, so then that point of what Hashem wants, yeah, is revealed. Vize vayera elov, shenizgala lo hapnimius, shaya ba'atzmuso nistar. Such an interesting thing. Vayera elov, he's saying, is what he called, what was revealed to Avraham was his own self. Vayera elav, in other words, after doing the Mila in the end of last week's Parsha, the beginning of this week's Parsha was revealed to him his own self, with that which was hidden until he had done the Mila. Right? Kodama Mila. And that's why it says,
what was Avraham's own self?
In other words,
he was an Eved Hashem.
He was an Eved Hashem, but it's just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that he had to go to Eretz Yisrael because you'll reach a higher madrego when you come to Eretz Yisrael. Lech lecha. You know, even though he was willing to sacrifice his life, he got thrown into the Kivshan Ha'esh. But nonetheless, Hashem says, no, you can reach a higher madrego, you go to Eretz Yisrael. So to also, that there the place made a difference. Here, what he did to himself made a difference. He would even himself make a difference. It's interesting because, like, just like, you know, we've talked about before, that Hashem presents himself to us on three planes. On a plane of space, on a plane of time, and a plane of human existence. And the Svarim, the Sfasemis amongst them, says that each one of these planes has got its own special sanctuary, the focal point, the very called, from where everything spreads out. And on the plane of space, that's the Beis HaMikdash. On the plane of time, it's Shabbos Kodesh. And on the plane of human existence, it's the souls of the Jewish people. So just like coming to Eretz Yisrael helped Avram achieve a level of connection, of closeness, because he's entering into the sanctuary of space, Eretz Yisrael, and eventually what he called the Makom HaMikdash at the end of this week's Parsha. So too also, by removing the orla, he was able to experience, yeah, the sanctuary, this deepest, most Kaddish sanctuary in human life, which is his own being. He sanctified his body, right, by removing the orla from the body. And that's why it says that Vayera Elav, Hashem appeared to him, and also the sense of the Sfasemis homiletically, that Avram was able to realize, yeah, in himself something new as a result of it. Because that's why doing acts of mitzvos are so chashuv, and not just enough just to, you know, to think. Not just to think. Thinking is important. Without Torah, you have nothing. But until you implement it, your body's not sanctified. And if your body's not sanctified, it always is a blockage between you and Kedusha. It's not enough to just have it in the mind. Right? It's not enough. It's that that it says when he said in davening, it says in davening on Yom Neroim, in Shofros on Rosh Hashanah, it says Hashem revealed Himself la'amchad, what he called, He revealed Himself to His nation to teach them Torah and mitzvos. What does it mean to teach them, right? Right, Torah and mitzvos. To teach them Torah, you teach them the Torah, and they could do the mitzvos. But there is the application of Torah is part of a way of thinking, a way of living life. It's not just okay, you learn, and now okay, you got to do it also. It's what you call it. It's an experience that's necessary for a person to grow because he has a goof. And the true kedusha can't be arrived at unless he really sanctifies his goof. So he says, another interesting point over here. He says, Avram, it says, Hu Yoshev, Avram is sitting, Pesach Ohel, the entrance to the Ohel, Kechom Ayom, in the midst of the heat of the day. So once again, this is homiletical, that the Sfas Emes says, he says, Hu Yoshev Pesach Ohel, Shetzorech Adam Leida, Af Ki Yesh LaKadosh Baruch Hu Nachas Ruach, Mimase Basar Adam. Even, you know, let's say even after you've really done something in Torah and Yerushalayim, and you sense, just like Avram is sensing here Nevuah, he was experiencing Nevuah, and he knew it was because his body was sanctified, and he knew that he was giving Nachas Ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in that record he had elevated himself so much.
That gave Nachas Ruach to Hashem.
Right, Hashem. So even though he knows that, and it's as Sassama says, it's kechom hayom in the heat of the day. He's not just talking about the weather outside. Kechom hayom, in other words, Avram was afire with what he called with the experience of what he called of this sense of closeness to Hashem, and the fact knowing that he's bringing Hashem nachas ruach, right, etc., by attaching the physical world to what he called to the heavens. But nonetheless, he knows I'm only at the entrance to it. Existence, the Pesach Oel. In other words, the Oel being sort of like the celestial canopy, right? You know, what do you call it? Of all of existence, of the universe, of the physical universe, the spiritual universe, right? So you'd say, hey, I'm really up there, I'm what do you call it? I'm the mover, I'm the shaker, etc., record. Even after he knows everything that he's doing, he realizes I'm just at the Pesach of the Oel, I'm just at the entranceway. I would record, it's endless. It's endless. So it's such a telling statement. It's sort of like we said along with Lech Lecha at the same time.
Sat at the entrance.
Right, that entrance is the oil. The old being, as it were, symbolically the entrance to all of creation. In other words, no matter how much I do, all I am is just at the entrance. Right? And this is not to take away from Rabbi Tana. He knows how much he's done, but he also knows that the connection to Hashem is endless. It's an interesting point. It's like that's the goal. The goal is that everything you accomplish has to be transformed into another level of humility, that you realize that it's endless. Here's another interesting thing. This is from a different direction. It says that Avram was revealed to, Hashem revealed himself to Avram in what he called the Be'elonei Mamre, in the section that belonged to Mamre. Now, there were three brothers, what are Aner, Eshkol, and Mamre, all in Hebron. And it says that he appeared to Avram in the section of Mamre. Not Aner and Eshkol, only Mamre. And Chazal say that because Mamre gave Avram an Eitzah with regard to the Mila.
Yeah.
So ask the question, did Avram need an Eitzah with regard to the Mila? And plus also, what difference does it make? Why do we have to know about this, about Mamre? This is a fascinating thing. He says, he told both Aner, Eshkol, and Mamre that he was going to do Bris Mila. And Aner and Eshkol were against it.
They were all brothers?
I think they were brothers. They were all, recall, certainly related. They were all.
What was their name?
Aner, Ayin Nun Reish, and Eshkol, right, it's a lot from Eshkol, right, and Mamre, right, and Mamre. So he would call it the Aner and Eshkol told him, you know, they knew that if he elevated himself through Bris Milah, they would no longer be connected to him the way they were, because they would be left behind. He would enter onto a new plane.
Why didn't they do it?
They obviously really cool. They didn't get a tzivui for it. And even if they wanted to do it, but they didn't have a tzivui. See, when you're mitzvah, it's different. I mean, tzivui, it's different. See, even if they did do it, but obviously I don't think they did do it. They weren't interested in doing it, but they certainly had no tzivui. So they didn't want to do it because they knew they were going to be left behind. Right? And Mamre said, I know I'm going to be left behind, but you know what? It's the right thing to do. Right, you should do what Hashem says. And even though I know I'm going to be left behind, the Torah goes out of his way to tell you, because of that altruism on his part, right, that he caught, he, in the end, he was connected to Avram. Right? The vision in the beginning of the parsha takes place dafka in his section. And it shows that when a person is willing to sacrifice, sometimes, like, let's say you have people, you know, we're jealous of people we see as, you know, spiritually more accomplished, they're, you know, more chashev, they're really quote, they're big Rosh Yeshivas and stuff like that, and you know, and we look at them with a cockeyed eye, etc., and, you know, because we think, oh, God, you know, maybe I'm as good, and blah, 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 right? And by Mamre, record, if we learn from this, as a Sasemis, that if a person is willing to be Moser Nefesh, right, even though he sees the quote that it means, you know, showing honor or deference, right, to someone who's bigger, you don't lose out by it. And it's because Mamre, recall, said, I know I'm going to be left behind as well. And the fact is, he wasn't left behind. He had maintained the connection. It was in his area that Hashem revealed himself to Avram. In other words, he remained connected, because a person that way shows he's being mechaven l'shem shamayim, and not for his own personal interest. He shows that, what he called, he's interested in what's best, what he called, in Hashem's world, and those people who are going to do this or that or the next thing, what he called, we got to give them, what he called, got to give them the credit, we got to give them the empowerment, we have to empower them, we have to show them the kavod, etc., because they're the ones who are doing this job. And when a person does that, then he's doing God's work. Then he's really called lehefach. He's not left behind. He's the one who remains attached. Interesting. Yeah. Next is another thing. Interesting. It says, Vashem Amar, this is talking about when Hashem is going to destroy Sodom. And Hashem says, Hashem Amar, in Perek Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Hashem Amar, HaMachaseh Ani Me'Avram, Asher Ani Oseh. Am I going to hide from Avram what I'm planning to do? Right? In terms of the destruction of Sodom. Va'Avram, Avram is going to be a great nation, powerful nation, V'Nivrechu Bo Kol Goyaretz, and all the nations will be blessed through him. Ki Adativ, for I have known him, Leman Asher, right, for the sake of that he will command Yitzavez Banav Vesbeso, he'll teach his children and his household afterwards. Veshamru Derech Hashem, and they'll guard the way of Hashem. Lasos Stoko Mishpat, to do, right, Stoko Mishpat, Leman Havi Hashem Al Avram, right, Es Asher Dibir Alav, that Hashem could bring upon his children everything they spoke to him. So Slasema says, first of all, what's Avram doing over here? This is all the struggle to understand. Right? Is there no one worthy in Sodom worth of saving? In other words, Avram showed concern, right, that Hashem's name shouldn't be mischalal, shouldn't be desecrated. Right? Is there no one in Sodom who's worthy of being saved? And Hashem, in turn, what he called, wants to teach Avram the lesson over here. He reveals what he's planning to do, and of course that generates in Avram the desire to daven. And he's doing this because he knows that Avram is going to teach his children about this way. They're going to, what he called, of the way of being connected to Hashem, of always be trying to understand, and, until you can't understand, right, etc. So Sfas Emes says, this is interesting. He says it's from the Chiddush Yerim. I know that he, I've known that he is going to command his children. Ki Hashem Yisbarach Nosan Lo Deya Udvekus Shiye Bekocho Letzavos Lahaniach Lechol Bnei Yisrael Achrav. So last time, I don't know if it's in this passage or another passage, he says, you never see that Avram commands his children, commands Yitzchak, we're called, about all these things before he's Nifter. It's that Avram is setting a spiritual pattern, right? When Avram is trying to be Dovik Bashem, and the way he's trying to be Dovik Bashem is to understand Hashem's ways. And he said, is there nobody worthy in Sodom to be saved? Right? I want to know your way. If there's somebody worthy there, they're not going to be saved. And so he has this entire discussion. This becomes, right, a part of the spiritual genetic makeup of the Jewish people. And that's what the pasuk means, right? Leman asher yitzaves bonavis b'neiso achrav v'shamu derech Hashem lasot stoko mishpat. It doesn't mean he's going to give them a formal commandment necessarily, but rather because since he did this, this becomes part of us.
Did what?
He wanted to understand, be Dovik Hashem, so he's coming here, that Hashem is going to destroy his dome, he wants to understand Hashem's ways. It's like there's a mitzvah to try and understand Hashem's ways. There's a mitzvah to try and understand as much as you can, like the Ramban says in Sefer Iyov. You know, you ask the question, why do righteous people suffer? So Ramban says, why are we having this discussion? Right? Why is there a whole book in Tanakh written about it? Like, what's the point? You can't get to the bottom line anyway. Says Ramban, he says, that's nonsense. He says, because you have to try and understand as much as you can. And when you can't understand anymore, so then you would have called, then you know, this I can't understand. But if you want to have a relationship, you have to try and understand. So here's Avram, right, like trying to understand. And that becomes part of his spiritual, right, genetic makeup that's going to go on to his children. Therefore, his children are always going to strive to be Dovik Bashem. Because if you don't care to understand, then you'll never be attached to anybody. It's like a relationship, like a husband and wife. Right? I don't want anything about you. You know, all I want to know is what day you're going to make spaghetti? What day are you going to make, Chinese? When are we going to eat pizza? Right? Shh, quiet. And then, that's what you're saying to her. And then, the other response is, okay, fine. How much parnassah are you going to bring in this week? And that's it. I don't know anything about you. You don't want to know anything about me. Let's just get down to the gory details. We don't have to talk about it. You can't be connected like that. So Avram is struggling, and that's what Hashem says. I'm going to reveal to Avram what's going to happen, because then Avram is going to ask me why, right? It's not why, but how did it work? If they're 50 tzaddikim, they're 40 tzaddikim, will you still do it? Will you still do it, right? And because of that, that becomes part of our spiritual genetic makeup. And he says here also a very fascinating thing. He says, where'd it go? He says,
so he's demonstrated on Hashem's part?
Right, he wants to know from Hashem. He wants to understand.
Abraham
was asking Hashem, is there 50 tzaddikim here? You're going to destroy the city. Is there 40? You're going to destroy the city, right, the cities, etc. See, he says a very interesting thing. V'hainu, shaya nitzruch lahotzi hakocho shel hakedusha shenimtzim bezdom. Because Avram was asking, is there no Kedusha there that can be extracted? Notice he's saying Hashem, you're going to destroy the cities because they're bad. But is there no Kedusha that can be extracted over there? Right? If there are 50 tzaddikim, it's not worth it to save. In the end, there weren't enough tzaddikim to save the place. But because Avram showed that he was interested in extracting, right, the Kedusha from Hashem's world, no matter where, how terrible it might look, he was looking, searching for the Kedusha. What it did do is it caused the saving of Lot. The saving of Lot. And from Lot came eventually, came Mashiach. Because from Lot's children, grandchildren, Nebuch, right? They're both his children and grandchildren, right? Right? But he called, came eventually Rusa Moaviah, from whom Mashiach came. So you see that, when you want to be Dovek Bashem, and you want to understand, it unlocks, really unlocks whole new vistas.
Mm-hmm. And doing what?
Right, because he was interested. He was going, is there no Kedusha in Sodom? There's not enough Kedusha to save it. And in the end, there wasn't enough to save the city as a whole. But because he was interested in extracting Kedusha from that place, recall that unlocked the key that made the key possible to save Lot, right? And from Lot eventually comes Mashiach. in the form of Rusa Moavia. And so too, the Sfasema says, this is also once again, right, in the Akedah, in the Akedah Yitzchak. It's very interesting. In Akedah Yitzchak, Avram is now, he's not asking questions, because he knows he can't get an answer to it. So really, what if you think about it, the beginning of the Parsha talks about, after you've accomplished, right, to know that you're still just at the entrance to the, what do you call it, to the, you're just at the entrance to the, what do you call it, to the tent. In other words, you have, it's endless. That's the beginning of the Parsha. Then we have the story of Avram with regard to Sodom. He wants to understand, right? One more step. He wants to understand. Is it possible to save Sodom?
He was interested in the people, or was he extracting Kedusha?
He was interested in what he called an understanding Hashem's ways, right? Because he wanted to always reveal Hashem's presence in the world. So he said, what do you call it? There's nothing there to reveal your presence in the world. There's not enough tzaddikim, what do you call it, to make the world, what do you call it? He's not just a goody-goody. He understands that Hashem's way is chesed. So is there nothing here that you would call it that allow your chesed to continue? That people understand this is who you are, right? Call it so people come close to you, right? Is there nothing there? So even though he couldn't save Sodom, right? But it unlocked the quest of what he called of Avram to find something worthwhile in Sodom that caused the saving of Lot. So the first thing in the parsha is after you've accomplished, I realize I'm just at the beginning. I'm just at the Pesach oil. The next thing is what he called is a further quest in trying to be dovek by Hashem to understand His ways, and the final test, right? The final lech lecha is where you know that there isn't an answer available, and so you don't ask. There you don't ask, and that's the akedah, and that recalled the Sfasema says that embedded in the Jewish people, right? That embedded in the Jewish people. The quality, the ability, right? Just like before we saw his wanting to understand embedded in the Jewish people in our spiritual genetic makeup, the desire to come close to Hashem, the Akedah embedded inside the Jewish people, the spiritual genetic makeup, right, called to withstand the tests of what he called of time.
From Avram, that's
Schus. That's what he called. Not just the Schus; it becomes part of us. We have the capacity to be Moser Nefesh because of the Mice of the Akedah, right? And that's what Rashi says when it says it always bothered me. The Sfasem explains it though.
Mm-hmm.
It says, where is it? Yeah, it says over here in Perek Chof Beis Pasuk Yud, he stretched out his hand. Vayishlach Avram es yado, vayikachas ha-ma'acheles. He took the knife.
Ma'acheles is a knife.
Oh, see, why is it called a knife? Why is it called a ma'acheles? L'shchot is boy. He took the knife. So the simple thing is, you call a knife is what makes something available to eat. But of all places over here, it's clearly not going to eat. What do you call from this korban? Right? Maybe it's going to call it enable Hashem to consume the korban. It's a very funny word, ma'acheles. So Rashi brings down over here, why is it called ma'acheles? Where is it? Oh, maybe it's in the Medrash. Maybe it's not here. I thought it was in Rashi.
Was that cook base?
Oh, here it is. Here's the ma'acheles. It says over here in Pasuk Vav. In Pasuk Vav, here, Ve'eta Ma'acheles, right here in Pasuk Vav. So here Rashi explains, Ma'acheles, Sakin, a knife. Al Shem, She'ocheles is a buster, because it consumes the flesh. That's why we call it, it cuts the flesh, it consumes the flesh. That's what it's called a Ma'acheles. Kamad de Tema, yeah, Ve'charbi, Tokal Buster. Okay, fine. Then, right, or, and also because it enables the buster to be eaten. But of all places here, we're talking about Yitzchak being the korban. It's a funny place to teach that. Davar Acher, says Rashi in the Medrash. Zos nikres ma'acheles. This knife is called a ma'acheles. Why? Hashem shi'Yisrael ochlim maton schara. Because the Jewish people eat its reward. What says the Sfasemis? What does that mean? They eat its reward. Because Avram was willing to do this, right? So the fact is that every Jew, all the Jewish people throughout the generations, have the ability to withstand the tests, what we call it, that time brings upon them. We're able to withstand the tests that time brings upon them. So we're eating of its schar. We're eating of the reward. We're eating of the fact that Avram was willing to march into the darkness and not ask the questions. He was Omid bin Yisoyin. That's where the koach of Jews over the generations to be Omid bin Yisoyin came from. So that's what it's feeding us. That's what we're eating. We're eating that, what we call it, that schar. We're eating that reward. We're eating that attachment to Hashem. Of the strength to be able to stand in the Nisyonos.
Very nice.
Okay, so what do you call it? Sorry, a little bit, whatever. Not all that clear, but what can you do? It's that night after the wedding.
Very clear. So Mac is only a bit here.
Have a good Shabbos.